Christmas Day, a popular day to head to the movies. There's a new one out by Damien Chazelle, himself a big champion of showbiz. He's the filmmaker behind Whiplash, centered on a jazz percussionist, and La La Land, which followed the romance between a musician and an actress. His latest is a film biz comedy called Babylon. And as critic Bob Mondello explains, it's about scandal-ridden Hollywood in the roaring 20s.
We begin in the desert, much as Hollywood did, with a truck driver and client bit that feels like the setup for a Laurel and Hardy movie.
Put down one horse in your signature right there.
You just said one horse?
Yeah, it's only one, right?
No, it's an elephant.
A misunderstanding, clearly.
You mean really big horse?
No, I mean an elephant.
Manny's chaperoning the circus animal to a Hollywood party, and what follows will be Laurel and Hardy-esque slapstick in color with, shall we say, colorful language.
Holy is that a elephant?
Cut to Manny's car, towing the now elephant-laden truck up a steep hill. When the tow line snaps, the truck rolls backwards, and, well, I'll spare you the sound of the elephant relieving itself on its trainer, but let it be said that director Damien Chazelle is being honest up front. This is not going to be Tinseltown cleaned up for public consumption. It's the roar of the roaring 20s amplified to full-scale bacchanal, which is, as it happens, the next scene. The Hollywood party in full swing, folks cavorting and snorting and doing things I can't talk about on the radio. Big stars are there, including a Douglas Fairbanks type named Jack Conrad, played by Brad Pitt.
This table only has one bottle. We're going to need eight.
And also wannabes, including both Manny, played by Diego Calva, and a girl he helps sneak in, Nellie Leroy, played by Margot Robbie.
I'm already a star.
Huh. What have you been in?
Nothing yet.
Who's your contract with?
Don't have one.
I think you want to become a star.
Honey, you don't become a star. You either are one or you ain't. I am. Do you know where I can find some drugs?
By evening's end, they'll both be promised entry to a movie set for the first time, and it's a doozy back in the desert, maybe a dozen silent films shooting at once. Nellie gets to shine in an idiotic western as a barroom floozy. Manny attaches himself to the director of Jack's film, a medieval battlefield epic that's shooting with real swords, lots of injuries, and a full orchestra blaring away for atmospherics. Observing it all from a nearby hilltop, a Hedda Hopper-style reporter played by Gene Smart.
Soldiers swore on the fields like flecks of paint from a madman's brush. As your humble servant bears witness to the latest of the moving pictures' magic tricks. Oh, why do I bother? Look at these idiots! I knew Proust, you know.
Writer-director Chazelle is every bit as smitten as his star-struck newbies. He includes film lore for aficionados, shout-outs to Fatty Arbuckle, to the women directors who were pioneers in what later became a nearly all-male world behind the camera.
Okay, eyes water for two, and I'm third.
And with the coming of talkies, everything shifts up a notch. This was the moment when Hollywood debauchery prompted talk of a production code, and Chazelle serves up nudity, profanity, murder, rattlesnake wrestling, mountains of cocaine, and a probing look at the effect of film industry racism towards even black stars, like the trumpeter played by Jovan Adepo.
Next to them, Sydney looks white. Look, he's black. They won't think that in the South.
Babylon feels over the top and enormous at 3+ hours, reportedly down from a 4-hour first cut. It is a crazily overstuffed love letter to the glories of cinema, as characters keep telling us. It is too much and often, especially in call-outs to Singin' in the Rain, a little on the nose. It is also clearly heartfelt, and that counts. I'm Bob Mondello.